Every day I cherish the hope that I will have a glimpse of my beloved Supreme. God is all eagerness to make us feel how much He loves us. If we do not love each and every human being, then how can we expect God to love us? I am asking my purity heart to take care of my impurity mind. If you do not value the purity of your heart, then who is going to do it? Nobody. I love my dreams infinitely more than reality. Dreams are all sweetness, newness, and fullness. The more I appreciate the world, the more I find in every human being to appreciate and admire. If we do not leave behind our old habits, newness and freshness will remain a far cry. I take my master's command as something absolutely indispensable. I seek only to be most self-giving. God has transformed my heart tears into a dance of delight. Human interference I dislike immensely. Divine interference I pray for in all my activities. To know the way is not sufficient. You must walk along the way to the farthest end. When the heart is all empty, God comes and fills the heart with His presence supreme. If you really want to be happy in your life, then pray to God to give you the capacity to be only on His side all the time. I wanted to be the inner voice. Alas, my life has become a meaningless choice. I am desperately trying to leave my mind station and go straight, faster than the fastest, to my heart station. You must make your purity plan an unmistakable reality. If you really want patience, then never allow haste to near you. Each self-giving day triggers a God smile beauty fragrance. Sleeplessly, my heart and I are crying to arrive at God's feet nest. The inner dryness surrenders to God's grace rain. Do not allow the mind jungle to completely cover your beautiful heart path. What my unwillingness deserves is nothing short of extinction. Good people, see only good qualities in others. I love to have flaming enthusiasm in all my actions. God wants me to come to him as a prince, not as a beggar. My mind likes authority infirmity. My heart loves only unity fragrance. My book knowledge is often challenged. My heart language knows no barriers. It only runs, flies, and dives. My Lord Supreme wants to share with me his own life breath. God's grace blesses us with limitless light. Aspiration, dryness, season, almost every seeker has to face. I find myself between my life duty and my soul beauty. Our indifference to mankind tortures God ruthlessly. The more I give to any citizen of the world, the more, nay, infinitely more, I receive from God. God takes equal pride in both heaven's smiles and earth's tears. Like the soul, I wish to travel along eternity's road. Meditation can most powerfully awaken our dormant selves. Pride and shame, they are interchangeable. A true seeker must get joy in invoking God in all his forms. My soul and my Lord speak always in beaming smiles. A life of devotion embodies a heart of fragrance. My love of God intensifies my heart and purifies my mind. May every second of my life offer delight to my Lord Supreme. God begs and begs us to be in his blissful presence as often as possible. To breathe in the love of God is to walk along God's own path. The heart loves to hear only news about God. The mind loves to hear only the rumors of the world. The mind is busy with its own glories. Alas, the mind never supports my aspiration life. I care only for God's compassion eye and not for human eyes. Happiness strengthens our spiritual health. My soul learns the language of silence from God. Then it teaches the language of silence to my heart. My heart desperately tries to teach the language of silence to my mind, vital and body. Alas, my heart fails. Name and fame do not have a long breath. My soul is my heart's caretaker. The life train carries countless desires. May there be a strong friendship between my heart's tears and my soul's smiles. Here and now, I must climb up the loftiest aspiration mountain. Every day, my soul enjoys non-stop flights from my body to my heart home. I pray to God to bless me with very long aspiration strides. You must show your aspiration intensity before you are allowed to be a front row seeker. My ultimate victory will dawn only when I can declare myself a perfect slave of God's will. I must go far beyond my sad failures. Satisfaction blossoms only when I expel my hostilities, inner and outer. I need a dynamic, God-obedience life. The power of disobedience can be as destructive as an explosive bomb. Every blessingful touch of the inner pilot I deeply enjoy. Transformation is divinity's only aim. A life without God is a life without protection. My Lord Supreme, I do not want any more misunderstandings with you. Each divine dream is an expansion of the aspiration heart. God begs my heart to stop crying and weeping. God begs my life to start smiling and never to stop. I am sure one day God's compassion blessings will awaken my sleeping mind. My soul accepts no excuses for my prayer negligence. A real God lover is every day on the watch for a new way to manifest God. God's forgiveness heart has no equal, either in heaven or on earth. I shall never have the audacity to displease my Master Supreme. Hope stars are my heart's most intimate friends. We can be indifferent to the light, but the light can never be indifferent to us. The desiring mind and the demanding vital are very close friends. Every day I must sing at least 7 songs of delight. When we sing inspiration songs, we not only help our hearts, but we help others considerably. Today's tiny desires can become tomorrow's mighty obstacles. I keep my heart clear and pure only for my Lord to use. My heart does not mind if my mind asks my heart silly and absurd spiritual questions. My love of God is God's unconditional blessing. No matter how unaspiring we are, God will never give up on us. God does not mind if I speak ill of him, as long as I am thinking of him. How long can I hide from God's compassion height and justice light? Any day can be a perfect day for me to pray to God most sincerely. God has turned my weeping heart into a singing life. God becomes extremely proud of us when we can converse with him in silence. The service of a tree can never be measured. It can only be felt. Alas, desire cries never know how to stop. Hope is the message of tomorrow's dawn. When we have nothing promising, illumining, and fulfilling, we try to survive on our past reminiscences. O my Lord Supreme, do grant me a life of ever-increasing silence sea. God's forgiveness is eager to shelter us, but our pride prevents him from doing so. We do not surrender our lives to God. We just surrender our heavy burdens to God. God's compassion eye saves our lives again and again like lightning. Anything that comes directly from God is beyond compare. There is only one book that I wish to study, God Obedience Book. When I am in my doubting mind, I assail. When I am in my aspiring heart, I sail. My gratitude heart flower God enjoys more than anything else. O my mind, come closer to my heart and get a better look. My heart is only for your divine progress. Life needs three things: effort, perseverance, and patience. Today, God's golden boat has mended my broken heart. My foolish mind thinks that pleasing God is of no avail. My soul teaches my heart how to be crowned with God obedience laurel. Desire stories end in painful tragedies. God longing ends in God intimacy. God quest, no rest, no rest, today or tomorrow or the day after. When I travel God's way, He invites me to play with Him all the time. The ego is its own self-styled promoter. To be caught by God is to be liberated from the fetters of ignorance night. The spiritual hunger is infinitely stronger and more intense than the physical hunger. Meditation is our God conversation language. God's love is the most powerful oxygen that all human beings need. I must put my heart first in every action and utterance of mine. When we run our inner race with a smiling face, we go much faster. My God gratitude heart is the most precious treasure I have. Running, climbing, and diving keep us divine hero warriors. Every morning I send my golden dreams to the summit height of the skies. My Lord, your fleeting smile is my immediate troubleshooter. Oh, my pride, I have realized that you are not worthy of even a crust of bread. I pray to God the Maker to rebuild my life house with more capacities. Oh, my Lord Supreme, where are you? I am sure you are not in my despair heart. No disaster is beyond cure by our Lord's compassion eye. My life is now totally different. It is no longer indifferent to any life. I wish to see the waves of delight all around me. Never practice resignation. Practice only self-examination and God satisfaction. My mind's desire night is no match for my heart's aspiration sun. No black negativity, either within or without. I am now enjoying the beauty and fragrance of a new life. I do not entertain even an iota of world dissatisfaction anymore. I have come to realize that greatness can be bought, but goodness can never be bought. Alas, I am in between my desiring mind and seeking heart. May the bliss of my aspiration heart constantly encircle my God-service life. God's heart does not want my heart to stop singing. Self-transcendence is the sublime message of the beyond. I pray to God to bless me with a fully blossomed gratitude flower heart. Today's emptiness of the heart becomes the fullness of tomorrow. My aspiration heart is God's fondness treasure. Alas, a sea of tears has befriended my life. In the spiritual life, the ears and the eyes have to be kept always under control. My Lord, do bless me with a life of an immense silence sea. I do not know when I will get the chance to wash my Lord's feet with my tearful heart. Love and fear are reluctant to look at each other. Desire hunger itself is the cause of all suffering. No expectation have I, therefore I am able to run on ecstasy's road. The outer tree shelters us with concern. The inner tree shelters us with compassion. A mountain of blunders I was. Now I have become a God heart finder. Now I am enjoying the utter absence of my disproportionate pride. My heart and I always try to be in tune with God's nectar presence. My outer confidence is founded upon my inner faith. We must not walk along the inner road with self-doubts. God's unconditional grace takes us beyond the shores of earthly life and death. Fortunately, I am not one of those who think their presence on earth is absolutely indispensable. No more tears. From now on, I shall remain on earth with God's fulfillment promise. I have only one fear. What will happen to me if ever my beloved Supreme dislikes me and disowns me? And I pray that will never happen. To my greatest joy, the beyond is calling me and my all. I do not want to be associated with the wild hunger mind of the world. I always like to shop at the Heart Import Festival. Whenever I ride in the Promise speedboat, I get boundless joy and satisfaction. Anything that the mind world gives me disappears sooner than at once. I am so happy that I am able to participate in my Lord's special life dream. Alas, when will I learn that the desire life is very bitter? To love God is to be ready for a better world service. In my heart garden, only bliss blooms and blossoms. When our God surrender is complete, we immediately enjoy the magic touch of God's love. God's trust in his faithful children is absolutely unimaginable. Self-pity is the beginning of our disappointment life. God tells me that I must not take any day off. I never wanted and will never want my mind and vital to participate in the bombastic ego exhibit. I long to be a child of God's world-pervading peace dream. My Lord, may I swim every day in the infinite ocean of your compassion reality. I want to be a full-time God-seeker, God-lover, and God-server. Sleeplessly, my heart door remains open for my Lord's compassion-flooded arrival. I am so happy that I no longer live in my mind's unlit cave. Lo and behold, I have put my ignorance mind completely out of business. God expects my mind to know the needs of my heart. My lifeboat is taking my Lord's obedience course. Self-importance eventually cries, God-importance flies and flies. We must go forward with our indomitable inner will. The perfection road sooner or later invites our presence. Knowledge is limited strength. Wisdom is unlimited power. Not desire, pleasure, paradise, but newness, oneness, hunger, paradise. Undeniable is everybody's inner divinity. God's compassion eye every morning rings the bell of world awakening. From now on, I shall sing only one song. Gratitude Heart Song. To the purity heart, the entire world is blossoming sweetly and beautifully. Be sure that your love of God has come from your heart's inner cry. Gazing into the future, I have come to learn that the world will one day succeed in bringing down infinity's light from above. If you do not have poise in your aspiration heart world, then you will receive next to nothing from the paradise heaven. Unhorizoned dreams are of paramount importance in the spiritual life. A seeker's hope star can eventually become a sun's vast promise. The mind is always afraid of the heart's purity and fragrance. When the aspiration sun sets, we receive the saddest experience. I ask my surrender life to God's will to be kept secret and sacred.